Forestry expert reacts to lumber price surge. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
Supply and demand. There's just a huge demand for lumber.
That's Reed Ulf at the Idaho Forest Group. In fact, there's a good deal of sticker shock at the sawmill, as lumber prices have soared by at least 30% compared to last year. Forestry specialist Hank Stelzer says while wood, particularly products made from spruce pine fir, has also felt the impact of COVID, the pandemic is not the only factor. Stelzer says when COVID entered pandemic status, several mills slowed down, believing demand would slow, but didn't anticipate the extended time spent at home creating demand for improvement projects.
It's been a perfect storm. There's been an ongoing dispute between Canada and the United States. You know, we get a lot of our wood from Canada because a lot of our federal lands out west, 90%, that feeds the mills out there, like I say, that feeds our framing material. So when we don't harvest as much here, they would rely upon Canadian imports. And we had a little thing called a trade war. That dispute's been going on way before the last couple of years. It was a 20% tariff. It went down to 9%, I believe, right now. So that's one thing that's driving it.
Issues with pests, as well as lumber mills finding sales opportunities overseas, have also impacted supply. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.